in the limelight.
EU capitals have been asked by the European Commission to back legal action against AstraZeneca by the end of the week over an alleged breach of its contractual obligations to supply member states with its COVID vaccine. At a meeting with European Union Commission officials on Wednesday, 21st of April, diplomats from some member states raised concerns about the wisdom of the move, warning against rushing into a decision that might further undermine confidence in the vaccine. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian journalist Daniel Buffy. The piece is titled, EU Asks States to Back Legal Action Against AstraZeneca. Stay with us for more of Daniel Buffy's article. European Union capitals have been asked by the European Commission to back legal action against AstraZeneca by the end of the week over an alleged breach of its contractual obligations to supply EU member states with its COVID vaccine. At a meeting with EU Commission officials on Wednesday, 21st of April, diplomats from some member states raised concerns about the wisdom of the move, warning against rushing into a decision that might further undermine confidence in the vaccine. The Anglo-Swedish company AstraZeneca remains a key supplier from which the European bloc is expecting a further 70 million vaccine doses in the second quarter of this year. But, according to a diplomatic source, the EU Commission's Vaccine Steering Board, containing representatives of all participating member states, was still asked to sign off on action by Friday in order to allow a claim to be filed. A spokesperson for the European Commission said no legal action had yet been taken. One diplomat said he believed there was sufficient support for a legal claim despite concerns being aired by France and Germany, among others. He said more than 20 EU member states had indicated they would back a legal claim against AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca delivered less than 30 million of the expected 120 million doses of the vaccine to EU member states in the first quarter of this year and refused to redirect vaccines produced in the United Kingdom to make up for the losses. The Commission sent a letter to the company on 19th of March this year, described as a notice for dispute settlement. According to the contract signed between the European Union and AstraZeneca, if a dispute arises, one of the parties shall first notify the problem with a letter. After 20 days from the written notice, they shall meet and attempt to resolve the dispute by good faith negotiations. On Thursday, Ireland's Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, said Dublin would back a legal claim by the European Commission. Speaking to the Irish Parliament, Stephen Donnelly said, "With regard to AstraZeneca, a legal case has been initiated by the Commission, and earlier this week I have joined Ireland as one of the parties to the legal case, specifically around AstraZeneca's complete failure to meet its delivery and contractual agreements for April, May and June." This month, the Commissioner leading the European Union Executive's Vaccine Task Force, Thierry Breton, told The Guardian that the bloc would have had even greater success than the United Kingdom in vaccinating its citizens if it had not had supply problems. The European Union is expecting more than 300 million doses of the vaccine to be delivered by all its suppliers over the next 3 months. Speaking on the Environmental Committee of the European Parliament on Thursday morning, 22nd of April, the Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides said she was confident that the bloc would hit its target of vaccinating 70% of the population by the end of August. Stella Kyriakides said, "This is ambitious, but I believe that it is feasible. We have a much accelerated rollout for quarter two. There were big challenges in quarter one, and we are seeing this moving." Meanwhile, an AstraZeneca plant was inspected by Italian police at the request of Brussels in a sign of breakdown in relations between the Anglo-Swedish vaccine supplier and the European Union. Police officers were sent into the facility in the town of Anagni, east of Rome, Italy, after the European Commission contacted the Italian government with concerns. AstraZeneca has been accused by the European Commission of overselling its ability to deliver doses of the vaccine and reneging on its contract with the European Union after delivering less than a quarter of the 120 million doses of the vaccine it had promised this quarter. The European Union's executive branch believes the company has unfairly prioritized its contract with the British government. Following a report in the Italian media that a stockpile of 29 million doses of the vaccine had been discovered destined for the United Kingdom, AstraZeneca issued a statement dismissing the claim as inaccurate. AstraZeneca said no exports were currently planned outside of the European Union, other than to developing countries via the COVAX facility. And it was incorrect to describe the batches in the factory run by the US-based company Catalent to provide vial filling and packaging as a stockpile. There are 13 million doses of vaccine waiting for quality control release to be dispatched to COVAX as part of our commitment to supply millions of doses to low-income countries. The vaccine was made outside of the European Union and brought to the Anagni plant east of Rome to be filled into vials, the company said. It added that a further 16 million doses of the vaccine were waiting for quality control release before being dispatched to Europe. Close to 10 million doses were delivered to the European Union countries during the last week of March, and the balance in April, as the doses are approved for release after quality control. The statement from the office of the Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi confirmed that the Anagni plant east of Rome had been inspected at the European Commission's request and that batches were found were destined for Belgium. The Italian newspaper La Stampa had reported that the doses, almost twice the amount the European Union has so far received from AstraZeneca, were found hidden in the factory following a search by Italian police at the request of the European Commission and that they were probably destined for the United Kingdom. The Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi caused controversy this month after blocking 250,000 AstraZeneca vaccine doses from being exported from the Anagni plant to Australia in response to the company failing to meet its European Union delivery targets. It is at least the second time that the European Commission has asked national authorities to investigate AstraZeneca production facilities. In January of this year, Belgian officials were asked to probe a plant in Seneffe, south of Brussels. European Union officials were suspicious of claims by the company that the plant had problems with low yield. It has long been suspected that doses of the vaccine had instead been shipped on a large scale to the United Kingdom, a suspicion for which no evidence has yet emerged.